Carol O'Fourie. Weekdays 9am to 1pm. East Coast Radio.
Oh yes, East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. The man is in the building. It is my first time officially meeting him. I've seen him around restaurants and stuff, doing business and stuff, but I've always been shy to say hi, and today I can say hi because you're in my house now.
Absolutely. Morning, Carol. It's great to be on East Coast Radio.
Philanthropist and businessman Vivian Reddy, welcome to the show, and wow, what a morning it's been, right?
An absolutely amazing one, and emotional. After 24 months of great work, 6,000 people involved in this project, 2,000 permanent jobs, and the Ocean Mall is now open.
Wow, it's insane.
And
I absolutely love this. And today's the official opening, right? The public can go now.
The public, in fact, there are thousands of people in the mall.
Wow.
At the moment, they've been coming in since 7 a.m. When the first shops have opened, the Woolworths and Checkers have opened. And there's so much excitement.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got 120 stores, great restaurants, 14 new restaurants in Umhlanga now.
Wow.
And a great piazza with waterfalls, I mean, with fountains and entertainment.
Oh, I love it.
What we've done here, we've created a project that is so iconic in terms of architecture. And then we have the more exciting phase in March, and I'm bringing an international star to open it.
Wow, wait. You're bringing an international star to open it?
International star.
Can you leak just a little bit some cuisiniana?
Now that is going to be top secret. We'll invite you to cover that.
Please.
It's going to be a fashion icon of this world.
Wow.
You know why? Because in March, we open our international brands, our Platinum Walk, which is equivalent to Diamond Walk.
I know.
You've got Dolce & Gabbana, you've got Gucci, you've got Versace,
yes.
You've got Burberry, you've got Michael, you name it, and we've got them all. We are actually bringing the Diamond Walk of Sandton City into Durban. And that's going to be in March, the second phase opening. And that is going to be iconic, great fashion show.
Wow.
And our Platinum Walk is so unique. You've got concierge, you've got VIP parking.
Wow.
You've got a concierge service where your bags will be carried.
Wow.
You'll be met by a bow-tied staff.
Without a shirt, just the bow tie.
Without a shirt, absolutely. We're getting the Chippendales to welcome.
Yeah, there we go.
And Carol, I tell you, it is just what we've created, and people call it, it's like bringing Dubai to Durban in terms of the architect, the Radisson Blue Hotel, which everyone knows about.
Yes.
It's open to great success.
Mm.
It's the best performing Radisson in the country.
Wow.
And this mall has been, I mean, the take up this morning has been phenomenal. But I tell you what's the biggest amazing surprise. Mm. Last night, I was at the Checkers launch. They had a cocktail party.
Right.
And the Checkers is a mini Harrods of London, is the best store in the world. And Checkers in Umhlanga Rocks Ocean is a replica of that.
Wow.
You would have sushi bars. You've got master chefs. You've got your own donut stores. You've got cheese from around the world, wine from around the world, coffee from everywhere around the world. Something that's not that's absolutely amazing. And the Woolworths store have outdone themselves. I mean, Woolworths have created a food store par excellence. And both the brands, they're obviously in competition and they were trying to compete with each other,
right.
But they have outdone themselves. So the people of Durban and Umhlanga Rocks are going to have a great choice.
Oh.
And we've got 1,300 parking bays. Umhlanga is normally congested.
Yeah.
We created great parking bays. The roads are being widened. The roads will be finished before the December crowd sets in.
Wow.
But right now, I mean, this morning, you know, the parking is such buzz of activity. There were dancers.
There's just
so much exciting. I must say, this morning, we've had about at least 5,000 people in the mall.
That is insane.
You know, coming in and going, and we think during the day it's going to get busier. And it is just, but what we've done is created great excitement. And the fact that during this time, we've developed this, we've given the COVID, the uprising, the floods, and all that we've been through.
That leads me to my next question. I mean, all that we've been through as a province, and this is why I said, I got in touch with Brian. I said, Brian, please get me Mr. Reddy. This has really just given me goosebumps that we've been through so much, and here we're rising like the most amazing phoenixes with this Oceans Mall and the job creation that it's bringing
absolutely.
Along.
You know, the fact that we spent $1.3 billion at the worst economic times, we created, but what is important, 2,500 jobs that's
amazing.
Been created. And it's from the local communities around Umhlanga, you know, and the surrounding areas.
Mm.
But we have decided, well, one of the things about businesses, we got to invest. You got to build projects. We must not lose hope. This country has got a lot of hope. We've got a bright future. We've had problems. Let me tell you a story about, I had an international chief operating officer of one of the biggest brands in the world that flew into South Africa just after the writing.
Yeah.
And in fact, when he was flying to Durban, the chemical factory was still smoldering.
Oh, my goodness.
And I talked about it. We talked about the uprising. And he said, look, we've had riots in France. We've had our stores looted in L.A.
Wow.
And so, you know, there has been uprising in the first world. These things happen. It's social issues. But we got to look forward. And I think we've all learned lessons from that. And what is important is to try to eradicate poverty, eradicate unemployment by investing. And that's why we hope businesses do that.
Yeah.
And what we've done, even with during the oceans more development, we created a food kitchen in the neighboring Blackburn settlement and wow. also a skills training center. That's what businesses got to do. You got to reach out. Mm. But coming back to the mall, you know, what I've done there is people in Devon and Slanger Rocks, you've got a new place to spend New Year. We've got a massive screen. It's about 6 meters high by about 10 meters long.
Wow.
And we're going to do a replica of New York dropping ball. You know how people in New York get down to at midnight on New Year's? Now, we're going to have a whole party in this piazza. Our piazza can take 2,000 people. We're going to have a big party. There's going to be rock bands. There's going to be top DJs. And we're going to count down the New Year into right here in Umhlanga Rocks and close to East Coast Radio. And also we're going to have the biggest Christmas tree in the country. But what we're doing, we want to bring excitement, you know, with tourists, like this international brand. But the Ocean Mall has got an exclusivity in terms of the mall in that we got all these international brands, and there are brands there that are not. And one of the restaurants we've got, and everyone knows about this, you know, some of the finest restaurants, Signature, the most.
Oh, wow, Desmond's restaurant?
Down. Desmond Mabuza is going to be
I love Desmond's restaurant.
Desmond spending a four amazing. It's going to be the best restaurant ever in, I think, in South Africa. The way he's spending it is iconic restaurant.
I absolutely love it. Now, Viv, I have to tap into one thing that I think a lot of people want to know is it's going to be a great shopping experience, but security, we live in South Africa. How important has that been for you guys?
Security, we've got state-of-the-art security. We've got cameras, we've got security, we've got immense cameras every time from people the minute you enter the mall, from your number plate recognition.
Wow.
Even if a stolen vehicle enters the mall, we will know it's stolen and report it immediately. We've got number plate recognition and we've taken every precaution to ensure that people are safe, and you know, that is something. We've got lots of security. It's a mall that's open to the streets, and as much as, you know, crime is such a problem in this country, and we from our side have spent a lot of money. We're saying it's almost impossible to eradicate it, but we would prevent it, especially with our number plate recognition system and other security measures in place. And we're saying, when you come in, and what people must realize, Umhlanga Rocks is one of the safest areas here in South Africa. We hardly have any, you know, we haven't had major crime. You know, you've had petty pickpocketing and stuff like that, you know. You don't have, you know, I don't know when last we heard of an armed robbery in Lower Umhlanga Rocks. Lower Umhlanga Rocks has got a great UIP, and I think it's got an awareness and the way it's located. So the mall is situated amazingly in an ideal location. And what makes Ocean's Mall special? You can come and shop, and then you can go to the beach. You can
walk to the beach. Shop and go to the beach.
Absolutely.
I have like 30 seconds left with you, and I'd love you to give someone who's just hopped in the car and they're hearing you for the first time and going, oh, Viv Reddy's on the radio talking about Ocean's Mall. What must everybody know about this place?
What everyone's going to know about Ocean's Mall, we've now opened to the public. Our trading times are from 7, the big Woolworths in Czech will be open from 7 to 7 p.m. The other stores from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And what we want to do, we want to invite the public. Come over the weekend. Come and visit that great restaurant. We got 14 restaurants, some of the best restaurants. Come out there. Have a great time. Bring your family. And the Ocean's Mall is open for business. And we're all excited. And it's the newest, best mall in South Africa.
Yay! Listen, high five for the 2,500 jobs you've created and the other jobs that we've created in building this amazing place. Thank you so much, Vivian Reddy. Thank you for giving back to this beautiful province that you love much. And thank you for being so
it's
awesome.
It's always great to be on East Coast Radio, my favorite radio station.
And your favorite presenter is? Carol Afori. Yes, look at
absolutely.
Vivian Reddy, everybody. Ocean's Mall is open for business. You can check it down in Umhlanga Rocks. It's fabulous.
Carol Afori. Weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.